Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at the foundation.
Hi, Jason. My name is Maya Smith. My pronouns are she, her, and hers, and I'm the executive director of Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation.
And we're talking about Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation because Lady Gaga, the superstar, is going to be performing tonight at Nationals Park in D.C. as part of the Chromatica Ball Summer Stadium Tour. There's so much going on with the foundation, and I know, you know, you're working with two D.C. nonprofits. But before we get, I'll tee up those specifically individually in a second. But first, big picture it for me. What is the Born This Way Foundation, the overall mission, before we get to the D.C. stuff?
Thank you, Jason. Lady Gaga is so excited to be back in Washington, D.C. today, performing tonight at Nationals Park. And we're so excited at Born This Way Foundation to again be on tour with her. The foundation is 10 years old, and we're so excited about that important milestone. Our mission has been and will always be to build a kinder and a braver world. The work of the foundation falls into three main buckets. The first is to make kindness cool. The second is to validate the emotions of young people. And the third is to eliminate the stigma around mental health. And we're so excited to be doing all three of those in Washington.
That's awesome. And also real quick, just in terms of big picture stuff, remind us that who co-founded it? It's Lady Gaga and her mom, right?
Absolutely. So Born This Way Foundation was co-founded by Lady Gaga and her incredible mom, our president, Cynthia Germanotta.
Awesome. And tell us how many overall, again, still a little big picture before I get to the individual DC ones. Overall, big picture, how many organizations total have been selected, and how much money are they going to receive in terms of these grants?
Yeah, so we're so excited about the Kindness and Community Fund. It's $1 million commitment that supports local organizations and their youth-led mental health work. Again, in coordination with the summer tour, individual organizations are based in U.S. tour cities, and they were eligible and applied for grants ranging between $25,000 and $50,000. So we're so proud to have funded 22 organizations. I am so incredibly honored and proud to support these incredible organizations. Our team has been so hard at work at this project, and we're so excited to get to be safely together with folks when Lady Gaga comes to each of these cities.
Well, that's really cool. So just to recap it for folks, it's $1 million overall commitment, and then you're divvying that up to 22 local organizations that receive either between $25,000 or $50,000 grants. That's so cool. Let's localize it. Among those 22 organizations getting those grants, there's two here in the DC area, two nonprofits here. Let's take them one at a time. So first, there's one called Our Minds Matter. Tell me about them.
Our Minds Matter, formerly the Josh Anderson Foundation, is an incredible student-led organization. Their goal is to envision and work towards the day when no young person dies by suicide. It's a really incredible and innovative grassroots effort. I love it for so many reasons, but really because the young people are in the driver's seat of everything that this organization does. And it's such a core belief of our work at Born This Way Foundation that we need to listen to, resource, and amplify the work of young people. And Our Minds Matter does exactly that. Currently, they operate more than 120 schools nationwide. They have a really strong presence in Washington, D.C., and we're so excited to get to be alongside them today here in D.C.
That's so awesome. So that's the first D.C. one. And then the second one is called Civic Suds. Tell us about them.
Oh, I'm obsessed with the Civic Suds idea, and I am so excited to meet Alistair, their executive director. So Civic Suds aims to remove barriers to access to help resources by meeting people exactly where they are whenever they have time. And one of those places where folks are, and they're often waiting, is at the laundromat. I lived in Logan Circle for almost 10 years, and that's probably the place I was most productive on 12th Street. So I completely understand this amazing model. And Civic Suds, their work is about providing more convenient access to programming and support services by operating programming within laundromats and similar spaces that are open to the public. And this is just the most incredible, accessible, and seemingly simple idea. And we're so excited to be supporting them.
That's great. So while you're in town, you know, Gaga's coming to rock Nats Park, like only she can. All the little monsters will be out at Nats Park. Is Gaga or at least members of the foundation, are you'll actually meet with these two nonprofits, Our Minds Matter and Civic Suds. You'll be meeting with them, volunteering with them while you're in DC for the concert?
We absolutely meet with these organizations. The foundation team goes on tour. This has been a core part of our programming since the beginning of the foundation when we went on the Born This Way ball. And so I know that I'm honored and our team is honored to get a chance to meet and serve alongside these incredible organizations and hear more about the needs of their communities and how we can support them. Our hope is that this funding is the beginning of a long-term relationship with these catalytic local organizations and that we can use the platform that Lady Gaga is bringing to Washington, D.C. to highlight the work of these incredible organizations so that the NAS fans and the folks that are listening and reading your work can find ways to support Our Minds Matter and Civic Suds as well.
Awesome. Now, this being a million-dollar commitment from the Born This Way Foundation is a huge amount. And so I just love when I see, you know, celebrities of that stature. I mean, Gaga is an icon at this point, but I love, you know, it's you know, putting your money where your mouth is. And I mean, that's a huge donation, a huge allotment of funds. What is it about her personality that you know, makes this such an important thing for her? You know, does she relate to kids that were struggling? Was she bullied when she was growing up? Or, you know, just tell us a little bit more about the human side of Gaga and why giving back is so big for her.
Yeah, she is one of my favorite people in the world. I'm really fortunate to have her be both a professional inspiration and a personal light in my life. And I think she is that for so many folks. But the work of Born This Way Foundation is deeply personal to her. She was the incredible, in a unique, creative light that she is today when she was 4 and 7 and 11 years old. But for that uniqueness and sometimes for that difference, young people are treated as a liability instead of an asset. And she certainly endured meanness and cruelty at a young age. But she was clear from a very early age that she would be kind, that she would turn to kindness, that she would rely on kindness, and that she would embody kindness. And so it's really because of the personal experiences that she had growing up that we created this aspirational and hopeful mission about building a kinder and braver world, because she first and foremost was really aware of the power of kindness and also the power of a lack of kindness, right? And yeah. Then as she started performing, she would hear stories from young people around the world. And it's those stories and those young people that continue to guide our work. And it's because of them that she and Cynthia started Born This Way Foundation. I think one of the things, if she was talking to you today, Jason, she would say that being remembered for the work of Born This Way Foundation is a huge part of the legacy. This work means so, so much to her, and we're so proud of the ways that she embodies our work every day. Every time she sits down at the piano and plays Born This Way, it's just, she can't help but talk about the work and the mission, and we're so proud of the ways that she embodies it.
Oh, yes. Everyone go back if it's been a little bit, look up the lyrics of Born This Way and really listen to the message in that and think about the message of this entire foundation. Gaga really is a light in the world, a humanitarian, but also the music. And I'd like to end there on a fun note in our final seconds. Talk to our listeners, you know, pretend I'm not even here. Like you're talking straight to the listeners, you know, why should they come on out to Nats Park and see this show? I mean, it is watching Gaga live. It is incredible.
I have had the privilege of a lifetime to be at so many shows, but this time to be in community with these fans after the years that we've endured and continue to endure brought me to tears at my first Chromatica Ball Stadium tour stop. It is just such an overwhelming celebration of survival, of resilience, of community. And I'm so excited for all of the folks who will be at Nats Park tonight. It is an incredible show and I can't wait to hear what you think. And I'm just, I'm excited for you to experience it. And then I'm really excited and hopeful that we'll be able to connect with you here at Born This Way Foundation and invite you into a conversation. Follow us on social, check us out at BornThisWay.Foundation. The work that we're doing in DC and in cities across the country, you're needed in that work. You're needed here in this world. And we're just so grateful to everyone who will be at the show with us in spirit or in person.
Oh yeah. Glad to get the word out about the show. Everyone, if you've never seen Gaga live, you have to do it. You're preaching to the choir here a little bit. Cause my wife and I are super fans. We sang Shallow to each other at our wedding. So, but Gaga is amazing and everyone check out the nonprofits, Our Minds Matter and Civic Suds, and definitely see Lady Gaga tonight at Nats Park. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jason. And I love that wedding tidbit. That is an amazing story. And I, too, am a super fan. So thank you for featuring us and including us. And I hope everyone enjoys the show tonight.
Absolutely. All right. Take care.
Cool. Bye. Thanks, Jason.
Yep. Bye.